Porrick, thank you. It's 20 to 8. Waterford has seen its first confirmed birth of a white-tailed eagle in approximately 150 years. The eagle chick is the result of Ireland's white-tailed eagle reintroduction programme run by the National Parks and Wildlife Service. The species was once extinct here, but the birds have been expanding their territory in Ireland once again. Eamon Mescal is with us. He's NWPS project manager of the white-tailed eagle reintroduction project. Morning, Eamon.
Morning, Gavin.
Waterford, what's the significance of a birth of a white-tailed eagle there?
I suppose there's a couple of details to that. I mean, generally when we release the white-tailed eagle chicks that we get in from Norway, we have them on release sites up and down the Shannon, in Loch Derrigan, Shannon Estuary, and down in Killarney, and further north as well. But generally when they're released, they tend to drift north and west. And of the 13 confirmed nest sites to date, they've been from Donegal to Leitrim, all the way down the Shannon, Galway, Tipperary, Clare, down to Cork and Kerry. So this is the first one really that's on the eastern side of that line. So that's quite significant. And I suppose the reason that that happened as well, Gavin, is that we had a release site down in on the Blackwater River in 2021.
Do you know why they drift north and west, and why in this case an eagle would have chosen Waterford?
We don't know. I mean, it's just the birds when they're migrating or when they're travelling around. Generally, the habit of a white-tailed eagle when it's in its younger years, and they don't become mature until they're 5 years of age to breed, but they fly around the country. I suppose they're putting an aerial map into their brain, into their head, to see what the country is like, where the territorial areas suitable to them would be. And I suppose this pair specifically would have come from a release cage in the east, southeast of the country anyway. So they wouldn't have drifted east from the cages that we had already, but they'd have come from a cage that was on the Blackwater River down near Youghal, in Cork and Waterford anyway.
How many white-tailed eagles are there now in the country?
Well, look, we've been at this project now for the last 20 years, the National Parks and Wildlife Service. And I mean, it's specifically 2 5-year periods that we reintroduced white-tailed eagle chick from Norway. So over that period, we brought in over 200. Well, that's about 20 white-tailed eagle chicks a year during the course of the project. And then, of course, we had the success of our own fledging in the wild as well. So when you combine the two numbers, we have still approximately only about 75 white-tailed eagles out there in the wild. So we still have a relatively small number, but that number is now self-sufficient and sustainable, and it's there now, and it's breeding out in the wild of its own volition and nature. So we feel that the project is a success even at this stage, and it's even going to get more successful, I'd say.
I remember talking to you earlier in the year after one of the eagles, one of the ones that was longest here, had been found dead in County Clare, and you thought at the time that it had might have been poisoned. What other dangers do the eagles face here?
They face a number of dangers, Gavin. I mean, look, they're out there in the wild. They're an apex predator, which means that they're top of the food chain, and look, they're, anything that happens negatively underneath them to the food chain is going to impact on them. But number one, you have that. Number two, you have the wind turbines are a factor now. We've found dead eagles at wind turbines. Avian influenza is another one. And then there was poisoning, which is lessening, thanks be to God. And then we've found a couple of eagles that were actually even shot. So, I mean, there's all that. But I'd say going forward, it's possibly wind energy, wind turbine out there at the sea and stuff like that is going to have an impact on it. But look, that's where we need to be cautious, and we're mindful of the eagles that we have. We have them all on satellite tags at this stage, or most of them, and we're able to track their movements.
Eamon, thanks for talking to us again. That's Eamon Mess, NWPS, National Park and Wildlife Service Project Manager of the White-tailed Eagle Reintroduction Project. It's almost a quarter to 8.